the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and this podcast came from a post on Facebook by a good Facebook friend of mine. He's been on one of our podcasts, and he had a thread on someone's forum, and it all got deleted, despite being really great interest in there, interesting information in there, and useful information. But it basically got deleted because it got trolled. So if you don't know what a troll is, it's not a mythical Norwegian creature that freezes upon daylight due to calcium, unless you watch the films. But a troll on the internet is basically someone who just hang around waiting for an argument to happen. And the problem with having trolls on the internet is it can get really tiring. I mean, I've had them myself when my children were abducted and taken from me by my ex-partner. For 10 days. And then there's this massive court battle, and the troll was saying, oh, you shouldn't be fighting, you shouldn't be battling, you should just be full of love, whatever that means. And so, she was a person, she was on my Facebook friends list, she was in forums, and it was just crazy. And so a troll is someone who hangs around, and whenever you say, the sea is wet, they'll say it's dry. Whenever you say the sky is blue, they'll say it's pink. They're completely opposite, and they're just hanging out just to try and wind people up. Now, I'm sure you've seen lots of these before. Stephen Fry, in fact, came off Twitter simply because of the number of trolls. And I know people go, oh, just ignore them. But honestly, it absolutely wears you down. So I wanted just a quick podcast about this, because if you're not aware of what's going on, you can be subject to a troll or troll-like behaviour, and you won't actually know it. But you'll end up with this feeling of being quite negative and in this place of not quite knowing what to do, because so many different people have got opposite ideas to you. The number of times that I would post in a forum and some dickhead would come along and say how incorrect I was. And this person would be someone who's working full-time in a job, you know, trying to make the pennies scrape together. And here I am, successful in property and so on. And it just absolutely gets to you and winds you up. So from that point forward, I actually started deleting myself from forums, from Facebook groups, and I actually didn't bother going on Facebook groups and helping people in that way anymore. And in fact, now, this is the medium in which I choose to express my thoughts and feelings. Some of you will love it, some of you will hate it. It's none of my business. If you want to give me feedback, then you can drop me an email and I can either embrace it or ignore it. It makes no difference. But what we don't get into is a discussion where then that troll brings in their three other troll friends that then gang up on you. And this is one of the things that happened on Twitter a couple of weeks back to me. He brought his friends along to gang up on you. And so what happens is that you just end up feeling really negative about what you're doing. You feel really down. You feel a bit depressed, and you're not quite sure why. And it's because other people's opinions can absolutely drag you down. The words that, and this is really important, because you've got to protect yourself. So the words that other people use and that other people say, they go into your unconscious mind, whether you like it or not. So if someone says to you, you're rubbish and you don't know what you're talking about, that bit of information has gone into your head. Okay. Now, inside of your head, you've got filters that will determine whether that bit of information is correct. But even though you've still got those filters, you're still having to ask yourself that very question. Well, is my information stupid or is it correct? And the very fact of asking yourself means that you're having to double check. Instead of, if someone says, you're awesome, well, it's much easier for your unconscious mind to go, yeah, I'll take that. Thank you very much. And in fact, what happens is, you still have the filters that check whether you're awesome is correct. But then you ask yourself, are you awesome? Okay. Now, this is really important, folks. I've got to explain this. It's so, so important. If you ask yourself a question, your brain is like Google. It will go and run off and it will ask yourself that very question. So let's give another example. You know how much I love weight loss as an example. So if you say to yourself, or if someone says to yourself, you're fat and useless. Okay. What will happen is your unconscious mind whether you want to or not, it can't help it. So if I say to you, do not think of a blue tree, you have to think of a blue tree in order to then not think of a blue tree, okay? So if we say you're fat and useless, your brain will go off and go, well, am I fat? And then you'll check your body and you go, well, actually, yeah, I could do with losing a few pounds, and maybe they're right. And am I useless? Well, actually, just before this podcast, I smashed a glass by accident. I knocked it on the work surface while I was just making some coffee. And so I might go back to that situation and go, well, yeah, look how useless you are. You can't even make a cup of coffee without smashing the like glass cups. So then maybe I would go back and go, yeah, I am fat. Yeah, I'm definitely overweight. You know, I've got a few pounds to lose. And yeah, I smashed a glass. So yeah, I'm fat and useless. Whereas if you said to yourself or someone else said to you, you're awesome, you would go, well, am I awesome? And you go, well, I did smash a glass earlier, but that's just an accident. So that's fine. But am I awesome? Yeah, I managed to go back on a Friday to the UK to see my kids and have an awesome kids weekend. Today's Monday morning, by the way, when I'm recording this. Sorry, Tuesday morning. And I managed to get back Monday night. So that's awesome. I managed to fit in a whole weekend and still get back to Spain where it's really warm and see my family here. Yeah, I'm really awesome. And I got some emails that said they loved my podcasts and that's amazing. So yeah, I'm fucking awesome. Do you see the difference between one person who says you're fat and useless and another person who says you're awesome? The difference is huge. Now imagine that happening every single day over the next year. The difference is phenomenal. The difference is as equivalent as, and I don't know if you've seen this as an experiment, but if I got you to turn your left palm over, and in that left palm, we get you to close your eyes, and in that left palm, imagine, just close your eyes and imagine that you've got books in that left palm and that they're weighing you down and that the books are really, really heavy. Really, really heavy. And then open up your right palm and put that face down, your right palm face down. Now imagine I've got 20 helium balloons and I've tied those balloons to your hand. And because the balloons are so light, lighter than air, your right hand is now starting to rise higher and higher and higher. Whereas when we go back to the left hand, they're getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And then what happens is when the person opens their eyes is that the left hand is a lot lower than their right hand, which is a lot higher. And that's a great example of how words can affect what we think and how we act. And so we take that right back to Facebook and forums and Facebook groups and trolls and everything that people say about you. You know, the woman who said, for example, oh, you shouldn't battle for your children. No, 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 no. You should just be filled full of love. Well, how would that work 6 years later, me never having seen my kids? How much love do you think I'd be able to express for my children having had that situation? Now, for whatever reason, this person seems to think that that's absolutely the right answer. And yes, it might be the right answer for them. I dread to think. But it definitely is not the right answer for me. And when someone says, well, we're all on the same journey, we are not all on the same journey. It's wound me up this morning. Can you tell, by the way? It's not my usually jolly self, is it? So let's just change that a little bit. Okay, so, but we're all on different journeys. My journey is completely different to your journey. It's completely, totally different, right? I've got different values. I've got different things that I need in my life. I don't need big houses and I don't need fancy cars. I just need to see my kids and my wife. And that's it. Nothing else matters. I've got clients who I love and we work very closely with and their success is important to me as well. Other than that, what else have we got? We've got friends and family and that sort of thing, obviously. But other than that, nothing else is important. What's important to me is making sure that my kids are the best brought up children. And like, obviously, you will also have some familiar values, okay? But because possibly, you might be further forward than I am, but because I'm a bit further down the line, my values are slightly different. We don't need to pay down the debt. We're in a nice house. We're near the beach. It's completely different. You might have totally different things, values. Like your values might be, well, I'm not seeing my kids. I need to find a way to see my kids. Either through your partner not giving access or because you had an argument or whatever. We've worked with clients like that, by the way, to some great success. So I know it's possible to do with a few changes in the psyche. But I'm on a completely different journey. Your journey might be to make £1 million a year. That's no longer my journey. But if that's your journey, then it's awesome. But someone coming from a different position who thinks money isn't important would totally negate your requirement to make £1 million for whatever reason. They'll try and make you even feel bad about making £1 million. They'll call you things like greedy. Well, greedy is just a state of mind. It's a perception from another person. A person who's got £1 million, give £1 million to Richard Branson. Do you think he's greedy? That's not greedy for Richard Branson, £1 million. You know, how much does a person need? Well, that completely depends. Branson might need £1 trillion. Who are we to judge what he needs? And who are we to say that's right or that's wrong? You can give advice in forums, and don't get me wrong, I do give advice from time to time, although generally I stay out of forums. But being aware of the person behind the comment, like this podcast is perhaps more aggressive than my usual podcast, okay? But it's because I've just been on a forum with a good friend of mine. It wasn't on forums, it was just on Facebook, with a friend of mine on Facebook, and we're just having a chat about it, and it's winding me up. And so, think about that. I'm a really positive, get up and go sort of person, and hopefully that's the reason why you enjoy the podcast. One of the reasons, other than amazing content, right? So, you've got to start protecting what goes into your head. So in computers, we've got this saying, it's called garbage in, garbage out. And what that basically means is that, think about this, if you were treating your head like you treat your body, so if you eat lots and lots of donuts, so that's garbage in, well, what's going to come out? Total garbage, right? You're not going to get the best use of those nutrients. What you listen to, including these podcasts, and what you read, including Facebook, is also exactly the same as garbage in and garbage out. If you're not protecting what goes into your head. So I don't listen to the radio. Very rarely do I actually watch the TV. I might watch Netflix, okay? The reason I don't watch for TV is I don't want the adverts. The reason I don't listen to radio is because I don't want the adverts, and I don't want the radio DJ's shitty opinions invading my skull, okay? Sometimes I will listen to Radio 4, which is all talk, talking radio, it's not the Archers. I'll listen to Radio 4 just because I am keen on getting someone else's opinion who's qualified to have that opinion, not just some random person on Facebook who might troll me. But I've then actually got my barriers up as to whether I believe this person's opinion or not. I used to read the Financial Times because I used to think that those people knew more than I did. I no longer read the Financial Times because I know that's no longer true. They may drill down more. They may have a degree in financial accounting or whatever, right? But there's a reason why those folks work for the Financial Times, because they can't make it work by buying assets and doing what I've done. So they're on a different journey than I am, and they may be more qualified to give financial advice, but why are they still in a work 9-to-5 when I'm not? So this is what I mean by you've got to look at what's this person's motivation and build up these barriers, start to protect yourself. Read the books. If you're going to watch Netflix, because a bit of escapism every now and again is awesome. But I'll tell you what, if you watch, not Breaking Bad, what's the other one? The Walking Dead, okay? You watch the whole 6-7 seasons of Walking Dead, however many seasons they are, back to back. I guarantee the very next day, if there happens to be a zombie attack and there's a dead body on the floor and a person is literally eating the guts of that dead body, you'll be just like, oh look, zombie. Okay. And you just deal with it. And it's because you desensitize. Well, if you had another person who hadn't watched any of that, well, they'd just freak out because it's a totally gross thing to see. And it's because one person is desensitized to it and the other person isn't. And it's because what you've been feeding your brain will change the brain pattern. Obviously, that's how it works. We know that that's how it works. Listen to a piece of music. I watched a film called The Fountain, and it's got some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard in it. It's got Wolverine in it, but he's not playing Wolverine. And it's beautiful. So I went on YouTube, found the music, and I did some work listening to that. Totally changed my brainwave and how I felt and how my brain works and so on. This is why meditation works. So we know that this makes a difference. And yet we go on Facebook and we get into a Facebook argument about cats or about all sorts of things. But things people have different opinions on. I got trolled a couple of weeks back, and I talked about this on another podcast. One of the guys said that it should be illegal not to work. like everyone should have a job 9 to 5 and we shouldn't make money off other people. Well, everybody makes money off other people. Doctors make money off the sick. Is that wrong? Of course it's not. They're there to do a job. And they're paid very handsomely for doing it. But they've just been out on strike and all these people have supported them in their strike, which I think is the right thing. But doctors still make money off the sick and the dying. Is that wrong? Of course it's not. So you've got to protect yourself. I would do is write down a list of the things that you need to start listening to in the car, like the podcast. Like sometimes you need music, you know, having a good sing song while you're driving to work, you're dancing in your car. Look, we've all done it. And then the next car pulls up next to you and you pretend you're not singing. We've all done that. I got caught once. It's very embarrassing. But who's not done that, right? Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The only thing that's important is your journey. Not other people's shitty opinions. So when you go out, and it's fine to ask for other people's opinions, but just be aware that those opinions might have something in the background that's giving a negative taint to their opinion. Either they woke up having read a bad thing on Facebook, and it's wound them up like it's wound me up this morning, or maybe their wife is or husband is about to leave them, or maybe they've just got a credit card bill they can't afford, all sorts of different things that we don't even know about. They just woke up on the wrong side of bed. No, who the heck knows? So you've got to start protecting yourself. And if you need help, this is one of the reasons why we get coaches. You know, if I've got a problem, I can't think of a problem. Let's say that my knees hurt right now, okay? I've got a knee problem because I've got no cartilage left in my knees. I'm 43. My knees pretty much don't work as well as they used to. And it's painful, okay? So I'm on all sorts of potions and tablets to help my knees, glucosamine and all sorts of other stuff. And so I went on Facebook and I asked for people's opinions. And obviously on Facebook you get a whole barrage of opinions. So I took the barrage of opinions, which was great because I asked for them. I took the best ones that I thought were relevant to me from the most qualified people. And then I went onto Google and had a look. And then I went to the chemist. But I didn't just take the people's opinions on Facebook because some of those could have come from anywhere. People who haven't got a clue. How many people have opinions on Facebook who haven't got a clue? Like 95% of them? And yet, for some reason, this is the new forum that we start to use to get information and to get opinions about what's going on. This is the new form of TV. Social media is the new form of TV. But instead of having potentially qualified opinions coming from the TV and the newsreader, which is just an opinion, just one person's perception of the world. They may have got up on the wrong side of bed, or they may think that a particular aspect is really important to our lives. It might not be, but at least they're qualified to be in that position. Whereas on Facebook, any old person could come up and said that you're wrong. And so you've got to start protecting yourself. So, this is my advice, okay? Get a list of books, get a list of podcasts, get a list of really good albums, stuff from the 80s and 90s that you've not listened to, get those downloaded, get them on emergency play, get your podcast in your car. If you've not got that connected yet, find a way to make that connected. I use a radio transmitter device that I connect to my iPod Classic. It's got like 160 gigs worth of stuff on there, including podcasts that I download and all sorts of things. And those podcasts aren't all serious, so I've got what's the one with Brian Cox in it? The quantum physics-y type podcast. I've got loads. I've got Star Talk on there by Neil deGrasse Tyson. I've also got Tim Ferriss on there, Tony Robbins. I've got a whole bunch of different stuff on my podcast playlist. If you've got Sky TV, get rid of that and get Netflix, simply because Sky has adverts, Netflix doesn't. And start protecting what goes in your head. If you're in lots of forums, you might want to consider coming out of those forums. If you're on lots and lots of mailing lists, you might want to consider coming out of those mailing lists. The problem with being on lots of mailing lists is that it means that you're constantly looking for that next piece of information that you desperately need. And I guarantee it's not more information you need. You just need to implement the 100 books that you've already read, the 100 podcasts that you've already listened to that you've not implemented anything off, the 5 training courses that are sat on your shelf that you downloaded, it cost a couple hundred pounds each. That's the stuff that you need to go and implement. It's not more knowledge. It's that stuff. And if you want the knowledge and you need the advice, get it from someone who's qualified to give it to you. Now, you can still get that from Facebook, but just make sure that the person who's given that advice has actually been around the block a couple of times. There's a lady who runs a forum. She was having a dig at one of my clients, and she was saying the client was, we were doing a webinar together called Retire on One Deal, and she said in a forum, if he's so wealthy, why isn't he retired? And I tell you why he isn't retired. Because the house he was in before, the house he's just moved to in because he had to complete before April, you could add a zero to the end of that, the value of that house. That's why. He's just moved into like a £1.5 million house. That's why he's not retired, because he wanted to move into that bloody house. Because he's on a different journey from this other person who admitted in another place on the forum that she can't make ends meet. Well, just because she can't do that doesn't mean everybody can't do that. Other people, we all have different levels of success. If I give you two pieces of wood, one person will make a fire and the other person can't do anything with it. One person can use it to kill animals, so they won't starve to death. The other person will starve to death. Give people the same set of resources, we all have different skill sets. We're all on different journeys. And so for someone to have an opinion of, well, if he's so good, why isn't he retired? Because he doesn't want to retire. What's it got to do with you? Ooh. Gets on my wick. So the thing to take from this, and I know I'm a little bit aggressive this morning, and I sort of don't apologise for that, because I'm just human like everybody else. Stuff winds me up just like it winds you up, but I enjoy a good rant about it. And it's about time that we recognise Facebook and Twitter for what it is. It's a method to sell advertising. That's it. In a form of a disguise, what we call social media. That's all it is. We create groups, and in that group, when you're online, look to the right hand side, you'll see advertisements. And it's for the guy that owns Facebook to make a lot of money, which is awesome, right? There's nothing wrong with making a lot of money. I'm sure he does lots of good stuff with it. I'm pretty sure he does. I don't know, but I'm sure he does. So there's nothing wrong with that, but just recognise what it is. Spend less time on Facebook. Spend more time doing the stuff that you've committed to doing. The podcast, the training, the reading of the books. And the results that you're going to get from that are going to be far superior than you're currently getting listening to trolls having a go at people because they don't like you because you talk a bit funny or whatever. Okay, I think that's off my chest now. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear back from you about that. If you're going to troll me, piss off, because I just can't be bothered with it. But I don't mind, you know, we have that saying, don't feed the trolls. I don't mind a good trolling every so often. That's what the delete button is for. But the chances are I probably won't respond. But if you enjoyed the podcast and you enjoy the rest of the podcast and you think I'm awesome, then come and tell me that I'm awesome, because my ego needs stroking too. My unconscious mind needs those instructions to tell me that I'm awesome as well. And you're awesome too, by the way. So go out and be awesome today. All right, my name's Dan Latta. Hope that was useful for you. We'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.